from listener to the adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space. From a long line of brave and well-bred noblemen, Lord Dinby ventures forth on his rocket ship, the Wanderer, in search of high adventure, low cunning, and for queen and country. Joined by his able companions, Huxley, Calculo, and Simpson, the Duke of Space faces adventure and danger at every turn. We find the Wanderer speeding through the rings of a remote gas giant. The planet's azure glow spills over the silver skin of the rocket as it ducks, twists, and soars through ice, rock, and gas. Its engines roaring, the Wanderer hurtles along with bright flashes erupting from the dorsal guns.
A good shot, Jack, indeed, but you're trying to do too much yourself. You should let the targeting computations do more of the work.
Right, I'm trying. But when you're used to flying by the seat of your pants and shooting biplanes out of the sky with nothing but a metal sight, these contraptions are more of a distraction than anything else.
Oh, yes, I dare say, though, there is something to finding your target with nothing but your wits and a bit of pointed metal. But the weapons of the Wanderer often must track targets that move much faster than a terrestrial airplane, and that are quite a ways farther off.
Sure, I understand that.
There's a good one.
I got it. Applesauce.
Yes, well, you did get very near it, at least.
Okay, let the devices do most of the work.
Exactly. Now see that large rock up ahead, the one that's just to the port side.
Yeah, I got it.
Look at your readings, set your target, see, there, that's the firing solution.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Only for you, Jack. That was some expert shooting.
Wow, yeah, that wasn't hard after all.
Yes, well, you are a natural at this, but it will probably take some time before our weapons are a second nature to you.
Well, time's what I've got a lot of, since it doesn't seem like I'll be heading back to the 1940s anytime soon.
Too true.
Sirs, His Grace requests that you cease your weapons practice and come to the fourth lounge.
We will be down presently, Simpson.
Just when I was getting the hang of it.
Don't worry, Jack. We are never at a lack for chances to practice our shooting.
Best thing he'd read in a while.
Well, now that is something to celebrate, Miss Spencer.
Well, it's not a Pulitzer, but it'll do.
What's not a Pulitzer?
You guys still have Pulitzers?
Miss Spencer here was informing me that she is to be awarded the Royal Journalism Medal. It is quite a prestigious honor.
By Jove, that is very impressive, Miss Spencer. For what bit of writing, might I ask?
On the sky mushrooms of Abib. It's a piece I did a while back, on the sky mushrooms of E.B.
I thought Miss Street wrote that particular piece.
Well, Doris and I shared the byline.
Ah, so she is also winning the award?
Exactly. But I'm not sure if she'll be able to get away to accept it. So, I might be flying solo.
Well, my child, congratulations are in order. I do say, though, wasn't that piece about you, my lord?
Well, not exactly. We were involved in some small way, of course. But Miss Streets and Miss Spencer's piece was more specifically about the Sky Marshal who took care of those rascals, for, as you remember, our concerns were elsewhere.
quite.
I dare say that this announcement requires some sort of celebration. But I fear that it must wait. We have been given a new mission.
So soon? Jack has only been with us for 2 days.
I'm afraid so. You see, we gathered a bit of information on that station, the Jack of All Trades, that has led us to contact Her Majesty. Among the records, we found a strange reference to an old military installation that is not in any of our databanks. As soon as I mentioned this to the Duchess, I was put directly in communication with Her Majesty herself.
By Jove!
Quite right. She informed me that as secret as the last mission was, this was, if possible, even more sensitive, and perhaps more dangerous. She considered sending a battalion of Marines, but I dissuaded her. I suggested she allow us to take a look first. She agreed, but she informed me that she would prefer we have some help on this mission from a team of experts.
Experts? Experts in super-secret military bases?
Well, of a sort.
More help? But I'd say, has the Queen lost faith in us, my lord?
Not one bit. We are simply facing larger and larger challenges, and it is the soul of wisdom to know when one needs help, yes? For example, where would we have been after our little tussle with the Prussians on Tempest IV, if not for Lady Jeffrey's aid?
I see your point, my lord.
Very good. Come, we must prepare and leave immediately. As it is, I believe our companions will arrive before we do.
The Wanderer changes course and fires her massive engines, blazing a trail through space. Away she goes from the well-trodden paths of the British Space Empire, out into the far reaches of the wild, almost completely uncharted regions beyond civilization.
Your Grace, we have arrived at the moon, though I am afraid I don't have any designation to give it, as it is on no chart or catalog.
Well, with the level of secrecy we have here, Simpson, I am not surprised. What do we see?
The installation is of an unfamiliar design, Your Grace. As well, it seems that there have been a number of significant meteor impacts that have damaged certain external elements of the station.
Really? Which elements?
I cannot say, Your Grace. The damage is too extensive. But it does appear that the integrity of the station's atmosphere is intact.
Yeah, that is something. Has the other party arrived yet?
Yes, Your Grace. Their ship is in orbit and a small shuttle has landed at the military base.
Very good. We will do the same. You will remain here, Simpson, but otherwise I will be bringing the whole crew along. One cannot let one's entourage appear lesser if one can help it.
Of course, Your Grace. I will monitor events from here.
Very good. Down we go, then.
Our adventure will continue after the news.
This is the news of the Empire. The skies of Britain are empty of danger today, as the Royal Air Force has pushed all German planes back across the Channel. The advancements in aircraft and weapon technology that were funded by tea magnate Sir Hugo Silverbourne have given our brave pilots the upper hand in every battle since their introduction. Our pilots have set up a defensive air perimeter around Britain that is now being called the Flying Shield. The heart of our empire can rest safely once more, thanks to these sentinel lads. More news in a moment.
Hello, I'm Bernard Hildebrandt, and every man knows that not all beers are the same. It takes time to develop the right process, the right balance of ingredients, and the loyalty of men with discerning palates. That's why I recommend Old Import Lager. Old Import Lager has been a trusted name since 1852, and their pale dry lager is simply the best out there. With nearly a century of excellence behind it, doesn't Old Import Lager deserve a try? So the next time you say beer, make sure you say Old Import first.
In America today, industrialist Charles Hufferton announced that he would be using a revolutionary energy technology to power his robotic workers. The power source, developed by physicist Harold Miner late last year for Mr. Hufferton's company, manipulates water at the subatomic level to release unprecedented amounts of energy. The use of this new power source, Mr. Hufferton said, would serve to test the technology in a safe environment, since the robotic workers will be miles below the ocean if anything were to go wrong. And now back to our program.
Down the shuttle goes to the moon's surface, gliding silently and swiftly into a waiting hangar. The craft settles on its landing gear, its door opens, and the crew steps into the ancient military base.
Oh, what ho, Denby?
Ah, Hardy, my lad. Topping to see you again.
Yes, and the same to you, old sport. How fares the old galleon and her swarthy crew?
Well enough that I'm without complaint.
Bally good, then.
And shall I venture to guess that you've rallied since our last little soiree?
Indeed I have, old chum. rallied rather robustly, if I may say so. The wife, you know, she's done all she can to see that I've landed on both flippers, if you take my meaning.
Ah, quite. Now you remember my botman, Huxley Simplebottom.
I'm most certain I do. How are you, my good man?
Well enough, my lord.
Smashing to hear.
And allow me to introduce my new engineer, Miss Claire O'Dwyer.
Hello, my lord.
Well, hello there, lass.
This is Tundra Jack Smith, the famed adventurer.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
An adventurer? How bracing. It is a pleasure to meet you as well, Mr. Smith.
And finally, Miss Elizabeth Spencer of the...
The Galactic Reporter. Yes. I heard about your award. Ballet good for you, I say.
Thank you, Lord Nupshore. We've actually met at Lord Warrington's skiing trip on Europa.
Oh, yes, indeed. Old Bobby can throw a really smashing do, can't he?
That he can.
I'd introduce you to my lads, but they're all a bunch of Royal Marine cadets of the rarest breed of talent and vim with no interest in pleasantries. And to tell you the truth, I can't remember a single one of their names.
Well enough. So tell me, Hardy, what did you and your crew noodle out of the old Khan before we arrived?
Not much more than a thimbleful, I'm afraid. We've only just cracked the communications protocols using the secret codes that Her Majesty sent along. We're just now trying to give the main doors the old heave-ho.
Well, is there anything my crew can help with?
Well, I was hoping that dash clever metal man of yours would be along with you.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid to say that he is sadly incapacitated at the moment.
Ah, I'm dash sorry to hear that.
Perhaps Miss O'Dwyer will be of some assistance to your technicians.
Of course. Any aid would be appreciated.
Miss O'Dwyer, would you be so good as...
Wait a minute.
Huxley, perhaps you could also lend a hand.
I will do what I can, my lord. Miss Spencer, will you accompany me? And you too, Jack.
Sure. There's bound to be something interesting around here.
Okay, not sure how much help I'll be.
Your crew is as stalwart as ever. And your new reporter is rather enchanting.
Yes, she is rather fetching.
And that new engineer of yours? Quite an excitable lass, yeah?
Yes. Well, she has already proven her worth. And you see, I knew her father... Wait, what am I saying? You knew her father as well.
Oh, Dwyer. You don't mean old Twiney.
Yes, the very mon.
Ah, I see it now. She's got his eyes.
Yes, but her brains, I think, are a gift from her mother.
Ah, well, very good. I was worried for a moment. Do you remember when Twiney got himself stuck in that window when we were popping down for a nip from the headmaster's wine cellar?
I remember. I had to pull out my knife and trim branches from a holly bush to camouflage his hindquarters so the night watchman didn't spy him kicking like a mule.
Right. We managed to pull the old lad through in the end. Old Master Fedderson never missed the claret, but he raged about that holly bush for a week, going on about Visigoths and Vandals on the grounds.
Oh, he thinks that was the most apoplectic he ever got.
I'm sorry to disagree with you, old thing, but I think you're forgetting the rocketry laboratory.
Well, you're quite right. What a bally fool I am for forgetting.
Eh? Now what's that racket?
My lord, we seem to have accessed the door controls.
Excellent. Oh. Dear me.
Those aren't the doors to the base. Those are the airlock doors. We'll all be sucked into space.
Quick! Grab onto something!
I'll just... Oh no. I'm slipping.
Smith! Or was it Johnson?
Gordon, my lord, anchor yourselves!
Well, there's belly well nothing to grab onto, is there?
He's headed straight for the doors!
Dinby?
As the air escapes the ancient military base, Lord Dinby is pulled toward the open airlock doors. Nothing stands between our hero and the terrible, relentless vacuum of space. Is this the conclusion of our tale? Is the lack of a handhold the ignoble end for Duke of Newer York and Astral Kent? Tune in next week to find out on the adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space.
The Adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space is a Grey Wise Studio production. The show is penned and produced by JWG Wise, with music by David Swantek, and stars the voice reconstruction talents of Zoe Badovinic as the news reporter, Matthew Curtis as Huxley Simplebottom, Kira Fennell as Claire O'Dwyer, Jeff Machado as the announcer, Steve Rimpici as Simpson and Tundra Jack Smith, Nicole Santini as Bess Spencer, with special guest stars John Peterson as Lord Numpshore, and Amri Kadim as the cadet. You can find us on Twitter at Duke of Space and at our website, dukeofspace.com. You can also email us at dinby@dukeofspace.com.